Traffic Cast. This is Tim.
This is Carrie.
And we got Carrie back. Yay!
Yay.
We're coming at you live August 3rd, 2008 at, I don't know, 5:20. It might be 4:20 here.
It might be, but we are coming at you from BFE, basically.
Yes, BFE, Texas.
Yep, BFE, Texas.
We are literally 200 miles in each direction from anything.
Yeah. No, Brownsville was in bigger riding, so it's a bigger town.
So it's bigger than 200, which is the town we just left?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are in the middle of nowhere. It is awesome.
Yeah.
So, where'd we leave them at?
We were in Kentucky.
We were outside Louisville, right?
No, we
hadn't gotten to Louisville yet.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, we hadn't been to Louisville yet. We hadn't been to Thomas Edison's house yet.
That's right. So we were driving Toyota POS.
Yes, Toyota POS.
Toyota POS on three cylinders out of Louisville, Kentucky, trying to get to Arkansas. And, how'd that go?
Well, it went every 2 hours until we went to the gas station.
Went to a gas station every 2 hours.
Put gas in the car and put oil in the car. Two quarts.
It was more like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was about 2 hours. It was about 120 miles.
Yeah, about 120 miles. I had to pull over, put two quarts of oil in it, and fill the tank. Because we were running around 15 miles per gallon. So, but you know what? We made all our stops.
We did.
We got to Louisville, and we dropped by the gift shop and spent a bunch of money.
No, that gift shop, we didn't spend a bunch of money.
Yeah. Well, and we went to Thomas Edison's house.
And took a picture outside.
Thomas Edison's mansion.
Yeah, because it was about 400 square feet, if that.
It was so small. But it was kind of neat. We found that, and when did you get a chance to do that? But we did. And then we went to the Jim Beam plant.
We went to the Jim Beam plant. You got yourself a big-ass bottle of Jim Beam.
Yeah, a Booker's. 126 proof. Yeehaw!
Okay, and they have a tasting section of this distillery place, and it's limited to two tastes. And I mean, they are like not even swallows that they give you. So Tim makes me go and get a taste, which I will not drink whiskey to save my life. I probably would not drink it to save my life.
Not loving that brown water.
No. So he makes me get my two tastes so he can drink them.
Yeah. Dang right. It's a long road.
Yes, because those four little drops were going to really make you drunk.
Yeah. They were definitely not handing out enough. And then from there, we went down to
Bowling Green,
Kentucky. And what's made in Bowling Green?
Corvettes.
None other than the great, legendary Corvette, which I had to get a picture of it in front of it for my dad, because you know he's got his Corvette, and that's his car. Say hi, Jacob.
Say hi.
Hi.
Jacob's here too.
Yeah, Jacob's here too. He's riding in the truck. We'll catch up to what we're doing right now in just a little bit. So then from there, we made it all the way down to Memphis.
Memphis.
Went to Beale Street.
Yeah, okay, so we get to Memphis. And, of course, none of these places do we have reservations for the hotels. So we pull into the DoubleTree. Because we see a DoubleTree and we're like, okay, we'll pull into the DoubleTree. There are no rooms. And I asked the lady, you know, if she could help me out. And she goes, well, there's no rooms anywhere, really. Everyone's really booked. And so she pulls out the chart. There were rooms at the Westin. So we ended up staying at the Westin.
Well, there were
probably rooms at some other...
There were some other rooms. But the Westin was right downtown.
Right there.
And we walked around the corner and went to Bill Street. Meanwhile, though, while you're at the Doubletree, you're in there getting all reservations. I'm parked really kind of with the Toyota POS, with the ass hanging out in the street, smoking, you know, idling wrong. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, the car blah, was blah, smoking, blah, not Tim.
Yeah.
That's Edgar's job.
And the car's barely running, and the valet's giving me stink eye. Because I'm, like, blocking them to be able to move to the other cars. I'm like, my wife's inside, seeing if we get in. No, we're booked. I said, well, I still can't leave until she comes out. So yeah, he's giving me stink eye.
But then, while the other valet is inside, and he's talking to me, oh, you want to know where to go around here? I know every part of this area. You should go here, here, and here. I'm like, okay, whatever.
So I had originally wanted to go to Corky's because somebody told me to go to Corky's, but Corky's barbecue is way on the other side of town from Bill Street, so we were there, so we just went to Bill Street, and we ended up at B.B. King's place, which was really good.
It was.
We'd stay, but it was great.
Well, we weren't going to stay. What we were going to do was we were going to go to one bar, have a drink, have maybe an appetizer, whatever, but every place had a friggin' cover charge. So the people in front of us, they saw that it was standing room only, and they were having to pay the cover charge, so they didn't go in. And so before we pay the cover charge, we're like, oh, can we get a seat? And the lady goes and looks, and she comes back, and she goes, oh, okay. So she walks us to a table, and Tim says that we were profiled. And yes, I am doing the quotes with my fingers. We were being profiled.
Because that translates well on radio.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And
we were profiled.
We were profiled as...
She took one look at us, saw the imprint of the...
We were a fat white tourist who are going to spend
right.
a lot of money on food and drinks.
That's
is
right.
Is basically what it is.
They're going, ooh, we see money. And yeah, so she got us a seat right there by the stage.
Yeah, the second seat was better.
Yeah, we got moved in front of the stage instead of the side of the stage.
Yeah, because we were right next to the side of the stage, right next to one of the speakers.
She wasn't disappointed. We dropped some cash. We bought food and alcohol.
And we did. We bought food and alcohol.
And,
and it was great because with the drinks, you get souvenir glasses. So we're
right.
like, oh, shit, there's our souvenirs for Memphis.
That's right, man. It was cool. So we got... souvenir glasses and a bunch of drinks and some barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Some pork ribs that were, they were mighty tasty.
Yeah, they just fell apart, so it's not like they were all over your face. And
oh, yeah, they were so good.
And some fried pickles, and Tim had some hush puppies, and because hush puppies are just nasty.
Hush puppies made with
them.
Sweet onion.
Yes,
they were
so good. Nasty.
Dip them in the barbecue sauce.
They were nasty. They were nasty.
The band was great.
The band was great. And, oh, the lead, she was so funny. She's called, I guess she's considered the queen of Beale Street. She was kind of nasty, too. I mean, she was doing some nasty moves. It
oh,
was
yeah.
funny.
She's a dirty girl.
She's a dirty girl.
So, and we went down, you know, walked the street in Beale Street. If you've never been there, it's really just a street party. It's blocked off. You can drink. It has really good, it's like the whole place is one big club because the police stand at the block off and check IDs, and you have to be over 21 to be in there after a certain time. So there's good security and a lot of good people. And I mean, you still got to be careful because, like we were talking about, there's always going to be people that are thieves. They show up, and that's what they intend to be in. So, but we got through Memphis, and then the next day headed towards Arkansas.
Yes. Well, no, because then, well, first we left the Westin, and we went to Graceland.
Oh, yes, the Graceland gift shop.
We went to shut up. So we go and we park, and we're saying, okay, it's like $28, whatever, and we didn't really have time, and the car's a piece of crap, and we wanted to get to Jacob, so we're like, okay, we're here in Memphis, so we have to at least go to the Graceland gift shop. So we go, and we pay $8 for parking, where if we had just gone 100 yards away to the Heartbreak Hotel, we could have parked for free.
Yeah.
But no one tells us that. So we park for $8 to walk into a gift shop that we spent like $98 at. Something like that.
And I, you know what? I was making a joke with the lady. I mean, I really was.
Okay.
I mean, I spent $98 at the place, and I look up, and she's got like one medium-sized bag for me. And I'm like, well, what happened to this? I packed it inside that. I packed it all up real good. And I just said to her, you know, if I spend $98, I want a few...
Water tower.
I want a few bags. That so I feel like I can... It's like Nordstrom's. You go to Nordstrom's, buy one thing. They give you a massive, huge bag. So you feel like you actually got your money's worth. Hey, look. A brown fountain. Okay, so we're in Brownsville now. And what Carrie...
There's a Walmart.
Oh, that's the first Walmart we've seen in 400 miles. And what Carrie just hit me for is instead of playing slug bug, we've had to broaden the horizon because there's nothing out here. So we've got slug semi, slug water tower.
Slug big ass church.
Slug big ass church, which is funny. There'll be like nothing for miles and you'll drive up and there'll be a church that'll hold 10,000 people and you don't even know where these people are coming from.
Okay, anyway. You're bitching about the money.
Yeah, well, you know, big bags. I want some bags.
Okay, but when you've done it the entire...
packed up and small.
Okay, but when you've done it the entire time down from New York, it's getting old. So, well, yes, I asked you to stop doing it.
I am kind of bleeding money out my eyes on this trip right now.
Yeah, but you weren't so bad at that point.
Well, if I had only known where I was going, I would have been laughing.
Oh, shit.
So we leave Memphis and head to Arkansas. Experience some weather.
Yeah. That was funny.
We hit a storm cell on the way out from Arkansas, and I kid you not, the heavens opened up and dumped all the water on our car.
In fact, we're listening to a podcast of Tim's friends. And Betsy and Chris. And
go life in the can.
And we had to turn it off. And we both kind of moved forward. And we're like, okay. We can see the taillights in front of us. And the headlights behind us. But that was it. But we couldn't have any music on because that would have been a distraction.
That's right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I have to turn left up here. I'm trying to figure out where.
Oh, okay.
So, the, and so we're down to like 20 miles an hour or whatever. I got a semi coming up on me in the back, and I got a guy in front of me with his hazards on, and I know that I'll be okay if he stays on the road and the semi doesn't run into me, and that's about it. And then as soon as it showed up, it was gone.
Yeah, but then there is like, it wasn't really a ravine, but the center divider was, you know, a grassy slope.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a truck pulling a little U-Haul trailer thing behind it. Didn't quite make it, so that was interesting.
He had spun out, and he was gone.
Yeah. So anyway, we go through and we make it to Arkansas and we make it to Tim's sister's house where our son was there.
We caught up with the boy.
Yeah, and our son was there wearing plaid and stripes, plaid shorts and striped shirt.
That's right.
Because no one told him those don't match. Slug Tower.
So then... it's time to diagnose the car and figure out what's wrong with it. So I go out and I do the diagnostic testing, and just as I kind of had figured, a valve is bad and it's got no compression on one cylinder. We're on three cylinders and it's just a mess. And research in the area, a motor I can get for $700 in California, in Arkansas because it's Japanese and nobody out there has Japanese cars, $3,500. So I decided, well, I'm here for 4 or 5 days, and there's really only one thing to do. If this car is driving back, it's going to need the heads done. So I go and I tear down the car.
Over a couple days.
Right. I almost had it all Sunday night, and then Sunday or Monday morning, I thought I'd have it done. But as always, a couple of bolts take you hours and hours and hours. And I didn't get the head off until a Monday night. Tuesday morning, I found a place that said they would have it for me the next day. And the price seemed reasonable until I took it there. It went from like $350 to $800, and then $900, and then $1,000. Yeah. So by the time I got the extra parts that I needed at the end of the week and everything, is near $1,000 for that. But he did get it to me the next day, and spent, you know, while he was doing that, we went out and had some fun. We did some shooting.
Took Jacob shooting.
And Carrie. Carrie shot her first 9mm handgun.
I shot my first anything but a rifle.
That's right.
I had only shot a rifle once before.
And she popped off that first shot of the 9mm, and she jumped back, and a few expletives later.
Just one expletive later.
Big expletive.
Yeah. Which I never say.
Move your mic.
Which I never say this word. Well, no, it's not that I never say the word. I say the word. But, I mean, I never say it, especially in front of our son.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he did have headphones on, but I think he still may have heard it.
Oh, he heard it. We all heard it. It was so funny. I wish I was videotaping it. I so wish I was videotaping. And we shot, Adam had a really neat gun, an AR-223, which he had done a conversion on for to shoot little 22s. So instead of really expensive ammo, you had 22s and you just shoot them off. And Jacob got to do some shooting, and we had a lot of fun doing that.
Did you have fun shooting, Jacob?
We also went and went on the lake with their boat and tried to do a little fishing, and wrong time of the day, but seems to where when I go, it's always the wrong time of day. And Jacob did some tubing, and we did some swimming. And
yeah, something I don't normally do, go into lakes or oceans, you know, for whatever reason. And I wasn't going to do it, but then kept being told, Carrie, come on, come in the water. What happens not 20 minutes later? My prescription sunglasses fall to the bottom of the friggin' lake.
Yeah, and then I decide that I'm going to go ahead and try and swim down and see if I can see them.
Your dad was not happy with that.
Yeah.
Not when I'm in the water. No, you're not going to.
That's right. My dad was convinced I was going to die if I swam down. And
I was okay with it because I got the life insurance policy.
Yeah, you seem to be more and more okay with me just being dead. Especially after this trip.
Yeah.
So we go down to I get the kid's scuba diving mask and stretch it out so I can get it on my head. And Adam tells me it's like 30 some odd feet down. I'm going, I don't know for sure. I know I can't swim 30 some odd feet down. So I start to swim down, and I don't know how far down I got.
Not very far.
Not terribly far. But it turned into, like, the black abyss. I mean, I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. And I was like, this isn't going to work. You know, it didn't matter. Even if I got down there, I couldn't see anything. So I turned back up, and those glasses were gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
it was just par for the course. For this trip, it was just, you know, just you knew something. You knew what was going to happen because, you know, just whatever can go wrong does go wrong.
Everything that could go wrong went wrong. So, and we are the king of hindsight of 2020 on this trip, because it almost seems like every decision has been the wrong decision.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if we had done this, then that crap wouldn't have happened.
Right. So, but you know, I have a philosophy. A whole nother set of crap would have happened that we don't know what it is.
That's true.
So I got the heads back after we went fishing, my dad and I. try and put it back together. I get stuck, and my dad comes and puts it back together. We come over, and we spend all day, just about get it together on Thursday. And my dad and I ended up breaking another part that was old and brittle.
That was Wednesday night.
Wednesday night I got stopped, and then Thursday my dad put it almost all back together except for the one part. So Thursday I end up having it overnighted. It's an inexpensive part, but it comes a lot more expensive when you overnight it. And so it arrives Friday afternoon.
Yeah, but you forgot. Okay, Friday was Jacob's birthday. Jacob turned 9 on Friday, August 1st.
But we went out
Thursday. So we went out Thursday night for his dinner. And we go to this restaurant, and I swear to God, nothing is close to where Heidi and Adam live, because we're driving for like 45 minutes to get to this place. So we get there. I don't know the name of it. Moan something of a chicken, whatever.
Montanay
chicken, whatever.
Right.
Okay,
That's not French. It's Arkin French. Yeah. I know it sounds French, but it's not.
It's this restaurant that you sit down at, and they just bring you the food. There is no thought to what you're going to order, because it's all the same shit. So they set down what are those things called? Turin or whatever.
A clay pot.
Yeah, basically. A clay pot of navy bean soup, which was really good, and I don't even like bean soup. And then we ate that, and then they bring out the fried chicken, the mashed potatoes, the green beans, the corn, the bread with apple butter, and so it was good.
It was very good.
It was very good. I have to tell you, though, I have been hanging around people with accents for way too long because I keep hearing a little drawl thing going on in my voice, and it's really freaking me out.
You and I both tend to do that. When we hang around with people for a little bit of time, it just kind of clicks on, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, it's really annoying. I got to get back to California.
So, I loved Montanay.
Slug Semi.
I love Montanay. I thought it was great. They need to get some of those in California and just show up and sit and eat. They called it family style, but I've been in family style restaurants before that had menus. So then Friday afternoon comes, my part comes in, and I think I finished putting back the car together, and I'm like, man, we might be able to leave, you know, tomorrow morning, first thing. So I turn over the car after putting it back together, and as soon as the engine starts, it goes full throttle, just winds way, way up, can't figure out what's wrong, and spend all night on it, call friends, call my neighbor Jeff, and say, hey, dude, help me out, I don't know what's going on, and we suspect it's a vacuum leak, but we can't find anything. And then the next morning, I'm up early, as I'd been up early every day, just kind of sitting there. And I'm looking through the pictures I took when we tore the engine down. I noticed the bolt's a little bit weird. And what it was a bracket holding it up so that the intake manifold could not bolt down all the way.
Yes,
that's boring technical stuff, I know.
I'm like, shit, are you trying to put people to sleep?
Okay, I know. But
seriously.
Anyway, I fixed that, but the car's still blowing smoke. And long story short, the car had the same
car,
problem it did.
Basically, the car is still a POS.
$1,000 and 4 days of labor.
Yeah.
5 days of labor, whatever it was. And so just totally frustrated and completely defeated. Carrie helps hook us up with our current beast of transportation.
No. You said, why don't you focus on calling U-Haul places? I'm looking it up on the internet. All of a sudden, I hear you talking to a friggin' U-Haul place. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, what the hell?
Because you never say that
word. Yeah, I never say that word. I'm like, you just told me to call the place. What are you doing?
Well, I realize that, but Adam had opened the phone book to the page, put it right there, and it was either I could reach over and make the call or I could get up and take it to you. It was just easier for me. I just made the call. I had the phone
well,
in my hand.
I was dialing.
Phone book in my hand.
I was dialing.
Well, you know, double effort wasn't going to. Anyway, I got the same quote over the phone you got over the internet. We found the truck, and if we had not fixed the car and just taken it out on the road and driven it, we probably would have been just fine all the way
yep.
home. But instead, I tried to fix the car, and it's probably worse off than it was, or at least I didn't want to ruin the new heads I just bought and have
so
to figure
anyway,
out what's
really
wrong
we rented a U-Haul with, we rented a 17-foot U-Haul with nothing to go home to California, so it's an empty U-Haul towing a car.
That's right.
Slug semi.
So we went from getting 15 miles per gallon and three cylinders smoking Toyota Corolla to getting 8 miles per gallon in a 17-foot U-Haul going home, and I am bleeding money out of every orifice of my body.
Yeah, well, at least you're not having to put oil every 2 hours in this.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, wait. We're not done with the road trip yet.
Yeah, and I haven't checked the oil yet, so who knows. So, but we did. We haven't missed any stops.
Nope,
we've gone
we
everywhere
haven't.
We're going to go. We
slug semi.
I've got to start paying attention. Slug farmhouse.
Hey, that one doesn't. We haven't been doing farmhouse.
We were doing farmhouse for a little while.
When?
Way back where? Somewhere.
Whatever.
So, we went to Dallas. Went out to some barbecue.
No, we went to Allen, Texas,
well,
which is a suburb of Dallas.
Outside of Dallas, and went out to some barbecue with Carrie's cousin, Marsha. And had some decent barbecue. The fried okra was really good.
Fried okra was good.
You know, everything else was just kind of eh. The meat I had was all just eh.
Yeah, it took us forever to get there. We didn't get there till like, what time did we leave? Like,
I don't know.
It was 2. It was kind of late. Maybe it was 1. It was either 2 or 1, but we didn't get there till like 8:30. So that kind of sucked. That's not a semi.
I get it.
Okay.
It's an RV. Slug RV. So
we didn't get there forever, but we went out to dinner, and then Marsha is so sweet. She bought Jacob a gift and she had a little, it's kind of big, actually, a big brownie with frosting on it. And she cut them in these, like, huge friggin' pieces. And Jacob, at one point, he, like, ate maybe half of it. And he goes, I can't eat any more frosting, Mom. Is that okay? It's like 10:30 at night. And my child's saying, is it okay if I don't eat any more frosting? I'm such a good mom.
Yeah. So, and we stayed up half the night talking, and then got up this morning, and Marsha made us breakfast. She's so awesome. It was so much fun, so great. And Marsha made us breakfast, and we got on the road with the 17-foot U-Haul towing Toyota POS. And
we're driving, like, back road to Pongdung or whatever the hell, Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, we are driving through the smallest towns I think I have ever seen. And I was born and raised, well, not really raised, but born in, you know, a pretty friggin' small town. Some of these towns make that look like a city.
Well, I think the funniest thing is we went through one town that, I kid you not, had one stoplight. And
no, it was a stop sign,
a
not
stop
even
sign.
A stoplight.
Not even a stoplight, just a stop sign. And there was an auto dealership there called City Auto Center. And it had 8 cars for sale. 8 whole cars. That was the City Auto Center. It was awesome. So, this road has been really kind of, I think it's much better than if we had taken the prescribed route, which
they're
to
prescribed.
Me.
Prescribed? Are you a doctor?
Well, it was prescribed by the GPS and Google.
Okay.
And which was the 20, which took us way south, and it was longer, and we can't really drive more than 70 miles an hour anyway, so there's no point on getting on freeways where we want to do 85. So this kind of took us through some cool town. We definitely got to see the heartland. This is America's heartland, is it not?
I think it is.
Oh. Not as many farms as I expected, though.
No.
It's mostly just undeveloped areas. Nothing. Yeah. I expected to see more cattle, more farms, but nope, just this.
So anyway, we're on our way to Roswell, New Mexico, and we want to see some alien crap.
That's right. So, well, hopefully we'll have something interesting after Roswell, but I have a feeling it's not going to be there's not going to be a single story worthwhile.
Tim looked up Roswell, New Mexico, and he looked up the gift shop, and it was a counter.
Yeah, it was like this little white counter that was nailed together with a
nothing
plastic
on the
display
walls,
case.
Nothing on the walls, just the countertop.
No. But they did have an online store. You could order all the stuff from the gift shop online.
Yes.
Have it shipped to you. Just want you to know, this gift shop looks more overpriced than the Elvis Presley one.
Yes, so. But the Elvis Presley stuff is stuff that looks like Elvis Presley. He may never have touched any of it, but it looks like Elvis Presley, so it's worth it.
Oh, okay. Well, the good news is I think we have bought gifts for everybody, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We haven't forgotten anybody, I hope. Nobody important, at least. So
Nicole and Natalie better not be listening to this, because we didn't buy them anything.
Well, they're not important. They know that.
Oh, okay.
They're old enough now to where they're not important.
Where they don't get gifts.
That's right. That's right. They don't get gifts. So anyway, well, thank you for listening. This is where we're at so far. We're not dead. We're not stranded on the side of the road. We are going to make it home somehow.
We are on BFE.
We are in the middle of nowhere, so if you never hear from us again, you know, send out the spy planes or something. Until next time, this is Tim.
This is Carrie.
And this has been SoCal Traffic Cast, and we are on the road in Texas. Bye, everybody.